All right, welcome to another episode of Jungian Typology Podcast. And we were kind of discussing while we were on break, one of our server members and also a mutual friend, Andrew, has started to release publicly a lot of his stuff, like his work on the dichotomies. If you go to Wikisocion, there's the Rhynin pyramids that he's in charge of updating, that he's updated, so you can see a lot of his work there. He's also published on social media his diagrams and his charts and something called the dichotomy analyzer, which really breaks down the Rhynin dichotomies to show you the differences and the similarities as well. Also, he does more work on the additional, because there's the 15 Rhynin dichotomies, and there's also some more as well that we call the tensor dichotomies. And maybe, Mitchell, you want to talk about those as well as your mutual friend, Imran Tensor?
Yeah, it's basically a dichotomy system that's very little known, which has been discovered by this guy, Ibrahim, who has a background in mathematics. And he used some group theory and a few other branches of mathematics to notice that there's this whole dichotomy system that's like a mirror space to the Rhynin dichotomies, and Andrew's made all these dichotomies about that tries to include both system and give these really cool visuals of how all the types mathematically connect in all these paths, which people tend to find cool. The dichotomy system itself, we call them the tensor dichotomies. It has 15 dichotomies, just like the Rhynin system does, but it has 7 of them in common with Rhynin. And I guess 8 if you include null and non-null, but it has 8 that differ. And so it loses the Rhynin dichotomies of the club dichotomies, like logic, ethics, inclusion, sensing, the quadrant dichotomies, mirror, central peripheral, and it loses the 4 lesser signs of Rhynin: tactical, strategic, constructive, emotive, farsighted, carefree, yielding, obstacle. And it adds, instead, 8 dichotomies having to do with the functions of the type. So one of the dichotomies is whether your first function is either an alpha function or a gamma function. Then there's one whether your first function is beta or delta, whether your first function is involved or abstract, whether your first function is external, and then the same for the second function. And that's the tensor dichotomies. And then it has the other 7 Rhynin dichotomies that it does show, the ones that it didn't lose. So it still has like extroversion, introversion, rationality, irrationality, data dynamic, asking, declaring, positivist, negativist, positive, cold, aristocratic, democratic.
Interesting. I believe, Jeremy, you went across an article by another Socionics that they've also found the tensor dichotomies as well, but they named it something else. Maybe you can talk about the similarities.
Yeah, well, Manea, you know, by the same properties, and tensor, some thing that is true. It's pretty, they've been going on with this for, you know, a mathematical fact. And, you know, the socionic side of it, I mean, there's not a lot for me. Let me know where you get somewhere.
Uh-huh.
It's really boring shit. Really amazing. For me, it's going to be more and categorize what are these tensor dichotomies, alpha or whatever. That's going to be much mathematics of it.
Mitchell, are there any observations that you've seen or heard from tensor that are related to the tensor dichotomies?
As far as like how they work in practice?
Yes.
I don't really believe uses them. Like I'm on like the 16 type forums, and I'm friends with him there, but I don't really see him actually ironically talking about them that much. In fact, if anything, Andrew's probably done more to promote them, his dichotomy system, than he has. It's kind of funny. I think it's actually a pretty cool discovery, because I love math, but
yeah,
we don't really know. We don't really integrate them much into socionics practice. I've never seen anyone do that. Maybe it's possible.
Interesting. Yes, Andrew has been sharing his work, and he has been promoted lately in the social media circle, and I've seen it appear a lot, and his dichotomy analyzer is flying everywhere along with his charts. But I also wanted to talk about Tensor. We have some of his articles on Jungian Typology Reddit, and we really like the function science articles because he does see a lot of the same things, but not exactly as Gulenko in terms of the negative and positive signs, and then he does see the results and process, and then he also has this hypercube with all these 16 function signs, and that you can also see that this cube uses all the signs, and he has similar definitions with Gulenko as well. Relight as well, and we do here, we like his definitions a lot. I like his definitions a lot, and Relight likes his definitions a lot as well. It's very clear. It's not so simple as Gulenko's definitions, but it clarifies a lot of things as well. And he does go a little bit more in depth about, like, this is what TI minus does, and this is how the blocking happens, and this is how it helps NE minus, and this is how it helps FI minus, and this is how it helps this, and this is how they all interact with each other. And then it also goes on to talk about Model A2, which I'm still not as familiar. Are you familiar with that any chance, Mitchell? Model A2?
Yeah, I mean, a bit. Basically, I guess the way it works is that Ibrahim explicitly includes all 16 functions. And then I think the way it works, it's a while since I've read this, but I did read it closely once, and I think the eight functions that share the processor result orientation with the type, those are like the progressive functions, and then the ones that are opposite are like regressive somehow, but each type does have all 16 signed elements explicitly in his system. And I was actually just talking with him recently about Gulenko's system, because he was a little bit dismissive of it because he thought that Gulenko didn't, Gulenko's system, which he's not that familiar with, didn't include the all 16 information elements, that it only included eight for each type, because that's what's listed on some of like charts, for example. But I think Gulenko's been pretty clear that each of the types do actually have access to all 16 if you look at his articles in the whole. Like, for example, the one we were talking about, like with club displacement, you know, people, when they go into the and then in their nearest club or installation, they change to a type that actually has opposite in process result. So like an ILI in the managerial sphere acts like an SLE, but in the humanitarian sphere, that they can take a stable position of an IEE. And then they literally become those types, they don't. But yeah, that basically, also as I was trying to say, Glenko's system does include all 16 information elements in a different sort of way than Ibrahim's, but Ibrahim actually lists it directly. And yeah, other than that, yeah, he does have a few short articles on his site explaining it, which are useful, like on the supervision rings, explaining how they go from each other. And he likes to make it very mathematical, because, you know, he's someone with a mathematical background. He likes to make mathematics analogies to the various functions.
Question, and this was a thing that I believe Jeremy a while back also pondered, because I also agree that we all can access our, you know, the opposite side. For example, I can access Fe minus, but in terms of whether I can access the opposite spit, opposite asking and declaring signs, for example, I know that I can do Fe positive in terms of declaring, but am I going to have Fe minus asking, or is that going to be Fe minus declaring? It's harder for me to use Fe, a questioning Fe, and I'm not sure if I can really ask questions in terms of Fe. I just really want to declare it, but I know that I can use Fe minus. I'm just wondering, is it just like a thing that I I can't do naturally and I just need to practice more? Or is it just like it just doesn't work that way? I can only go one way.
I thought Jeremy had some thoughts on it because I read his post on the subject, and he actually divided the functions into like 32. So actually, you can have like the self-information elements in the traditional sense of positive as negative, like plus FE, minus FE, and then there's the asking and declaring versions of each of them. And what we were thinking when we discussed it last time was that, yeah, everyone can use all 16 of the signed information elements, but actually not in the case of the asking and declaring, or at least not as much. Like it's harder. So like, you know, if you're a declaring type in the traditional sense, then that means your extroverted functions are declaring and your introverted ones are asking, and that actually stays the same. And that relates to Galenko's model on the club displacement, on the semi-dual mirage displacement, because the thing is that he says in that article as the reason why you displace as those types in particular is because they share asking and declaring, and that's a very energetically costly dichotomy to change for some reason in Galenko's theory and according to his practice. So I guess if, yeah, like, so for example, I'll use minus SE, but it's like declaring. But then even when I use plus SE, I guess it's kind of declaring in a way. So it's sort of a different plus SE than maybe, like, I'm not totally sure about this, but maybe I have a different plus SE than like an actual SEE. So maybe it's a little more like the LSIs because I'm an introvert. So like the LSI is a declaring type. And they have plus SE as their demonstrative function in Model G, but for them, it's declaring. So it's a little bit different than the asking plus SE of the SEE guy that has it as their base function.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think the asking and declaring might actually stay that uniform, same. That is, if you are declaring, your extroverted functions will be declaring and your introverted functions will be asking. I don't know for sure that that's the case, but that does seem like it might be. Whereas you can use all 16 in terms of positive and negative.
I think I'd agree with that. Again, being a little, I think that makes sense. The energetic, like I don't know. I feel like I would resonate more with the asking and declaring signs than I do with
a fair point. It's harder for, I think, the introverted results type to go ahead and ask, even though they're asking types, right away, that they prefer to declare, because if we look at it from the introverted results type, they prefer to stick with whatever the results they have, right? Because they're just comparing and contrasting and evaluating whatever results they already have, and they want to boil it down to the essentials, and they want to go ahead and see from the old essentials that they have, and they compare it with the new essentials and evaluate, well, I don't want to really move towards that result. I can be lazy. I don't need to go ahead and do that. So therefore, they're going to declare much more often, or at least for the first round of information, they're going to go ahead and start to declare. And okay, that's not something that I want to do. Oh, that's something I want to do. That's not interesting. Nah, I already have something else that has been interesting. Or like they've compiled so much more data as introverted results type. Like these are the results that I'm comfortable with. These are the results that I want to go ahead and, you know, explore in my mind a little bit more. I don't really have to go out and do more things. So they're going to be much more declaring and declarative about newer results that they want to pursue or not. Just a kind of speculation. That's why it's easier for them, even though they are asking types, and they go ahead and go on these quests, and they're not exactly sure of whatever they're certain about, and they're not like extroverted declaring types where they're like, they have to look for certainty, because like where they can go ahead and change out and swap out whatever doesn't, like there's much more contradictions in there, as Strat says, in the extroverted declaring types than the introverted declaring types, and declaring types are a little bit more contradictory than asking types in general. But they will go ahead and swap them out much easier than the introverted declaring types. I forgot my train of thought, and this is something that happens quite often with declaring types that I've noticed. that they are extroverted declaring types is that they will go ahead and monologue, and they will have this flow, and then someone else will talk, and they will lose that train of thought. And they'll be like, oh, like, why did you interrupt me? Like, I was going ahead and having this nice certain direction that I was going into. Now you go ahead and distracted me, and you asked me this question. Now I have to go ahead and backtrack, and I've lost my train of thought. Where the asking types in general, they can go ahead and meander, and they're okay with going back and forth, even if they're going to have the declaring function first. But anyways, tangent. I think the reason why the introverted results type have declaring functions first is because that they just more like they're going to hold on to their results much more than an extroverted results type. And the extroverted results type will still go ahead, even if they're negatives, that they will go ahead and still explore new results. And they will go ahead and still go out and look for newer certainty. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does, yeah. And when I found out about like declarative TI, very different than really, I don't ask any TI questions at all. And you know, those that are like, oh, what do you think about the structure of that shit? I figure out myself. It's declarative. But I ask a lot of intuitive questions. Maybe this stuff's like really this stuff and like really kind of bullshit kind of stuff. But my TI isn't really like that. I'm on this path, I'm going to. What I'm doing right now is like looking at Jungians and stuff, and like if you want to get in that stuff, like okay, fine, but you know, so I think that's kind of like my own perspective, a good example of asking and clarifying, asking function much more. Maybe see other ones, and maybe you don't. You really need it.
I think that I see with you the difference between your NE and your TI is that, for example, we were looking over a couple months ago, like Dave's superpowers, and you went ahead and said, I don't like this system, or it's not something that I'm going to go ahead and pick up. And that was like very declarative, like, nah, like that's nothing cool. Like I revisited it, or like, oh, Dave's superpower used to be cool. But then when after he came back, that's not the thing I want to like go ahead and look up anymore. Nah, don't like that. Nothing I can learn from there, or it's not really relevant to me. It's very sort of dismissive, maybe that's not the right word, but it's later like, nah, not gonna work out. But it's a very declarative manner. But your NE is kind of like, oh, we can go ahead and do this, we can go and do that. Like, what do you guys think about this? Like, have you guys seen this article? Have you seen that article? Oh, it's very meandering and it's very fitting. And I think with the asking and declaring, what it does, it adds another layer of clarity. Because then now you don't necessarily, within the supervision ring, you don't share any of the same ego functions anymore. For example, with LIIs, I still share NA minus, and with the ISFJ in Socionics, I still share FI minus. And so, but then now the introverted results type have questioning functions. And so, asking functions for their introverted functions. I mean, declarative functions for their introverted functions, while I have asking functions. So therefore, now I don't share any of the ego functions at all. And that adds an extra layer of clarity, because then you can't kind of say like, oh, this person might be a LLI because they have like, you know, NA minus, and, you know, they seem to be much more like a logical kind of, This can't be an ENFP, blah, 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 because, you know, they both have NA minus and stuff like this. Or it might be an ISFJ because they have, you know, FI minus. Like, you might get confused because the ego block kind of shifts back and forth. And you might be like, oh, you know, that's kind of like also in the same supervision ring and they kind of share the same function signs. But now with the asking and declaring, that you kind of can't get that mixed up because it adds that extra layer of clarity. It's like, no, you know, the ENFPs are going to have declaring any, but they're any minus, but they're also going to have questioning FI minus as well. So it's not going to look the same. And that is going to give you much more of what their ego block is going to look like. They're going to be very, very certain about where they're going to go in terms of their concepts. And they want to make sure that they're going in a certain direction with their any minus. But the INTP doesn't really care so much about going in a certain direction. Or the INTJ in Socionics, where and they're going to ask a lot more questions about how they're feeling and ask questions about how you're feeling but they want to really boil it down to what you are feeling, the essentials. Like, they want to know and they want to ask you questions to make sure that they're, you and them are on the right path, and that you kind of know, but they're kind of exploring it, and it doesn't have to be a certain thing, and like, but it's kind of still the essential results between you and them. But the ISFJ is going to go ahead and declare that, and he's going to be like, no, you shouldn't do that. No, that's not the right way you should do this. No, no, no. These are the essential feelings. These are what I'm feeling. This is what you're feeling, right? You don't feel like that. No, no, no. That's not the right way to feel about that. And then we can kind of see, like, that adds much more clarity to the supervision ring itself. And that then common misconceptions and common mistypings that we have from cognitive styles can be clarified with the asking and declaring signs.
Yes. Well, because it's really kind of poignant what you declare and what you have questioned about. Because, like, for me, like, my SI is, there's no two ways about that. And, you know, it's not an ego function. That's the FES, which I think a lot of it that associated with Hamlet is not so much FE minus as the asking aspect. It is really strong to what, more so than the negativist. Because he's really taking in, like, the information from the environment. I think both things are, I think the asking aspect, Hamlet is, and, you know, you can chalk it up, and that's important, but there's more to it than that.
Yeah.
Whether it is signal in the mind to yada yada, you know, that's quintessential asking question. I don't know.
The final question before we wrap up is, this is one of the individual signs of Reinen. And he says that we are going to have the opposite for our duals. Do you find declarative types more attractive than asking types? Like, do you feel like because you are an asking type that you're drawn to it? And then how do you feel about your own declarative functions versus your asking functions?
I generally find the theory to be true that, I'm not always drawn to my dual. You know, I like ESFJs, they're wonderful people. But, you know, when I am drawn to other types, it is generally based upon the individual signs, or, you know, the ones that we don't share in common. So, like, I absolutely think that positive negatives is one that you shouldn't share. I think that, asking and clearing is probably one that you should share as well. I think process results is better if you don't share that. But I can kind of get around that one. I don't know. So I think in general, the Model A is pretty well formulated in that sense.
I definitely agree. Positives and negatives and asking, declaring. Result and process, it's kind of iffy. There are going to be some that are really good and some that are not. I believe that's something that you talked about earlier, because semi-duals, they don't share process and results, and neither do false duals. We should go ahead and talk about that next time because we reached the 30-minute mark. That's it for this recording.